This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Otepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m, hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to Vibe Check. Today on the pod we have Mala Tamimi. Kia ora Mala.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me here.
I think the last time we caught up this way was from Layers of Identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a bit about that experience?
Yeah, of course. So first, kia ora, I'm Mala. Layers of Identity was a whakapapa creative writing type of project that OAR and Arena especially led in with the OAR and with young people around Aotearoa, around Dunedin, sharing their stories, you know, about their whakapapa, their identity, their belonging, and their journey with that. I think for me, I really focused on, because I'm from Palestine and Dunedin, so I focus on, like, you know, the duality of my existence with that and, like, how I found my feet here and also home in Palestine.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was really cool. We turned our creative writing into a podcast, and which you should all listen to right now on OAR and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It was a really great experience. I met a lot of nice rangatahi around Dunedin that I'm still in touch with.
And that was a year ago, can you imagine?
I know.
That's crazy. Recorded sometime in February.
Insane. That's what, really?
Yeah.
That's actually insane. It does not feel like that. It felt so much early. It feels so much not that long ago.
And something exciting about the Layers of Identity event project is it is going to be turned into a book.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. Wait, no. By the way, now I do remember it was filmed around February.
Yes.
I remember because it was the release was around March, which was like around the same time as Youth Council. Or was it April? April. Yeah. The book. How's that going, by the way?
We are very excited. We're working with the Dunedin UNESCO City of Literature. And so, yeah, this is just a teaser, but we'll definitely give more updates when that comes out. So Mala, I made you write a list of everything you were involved with from last year, and it's a lot, so I think we're just going to go through them, and you were very thankful because that's going to be your LinkedIn CV profile as well.
Yeah, I haven't updated my LinkedIn since August, guys, so I probably do need to go through that list and just post a post every day or something.
But you were in Auckland recently.
Yes,
I was. For the Make It 16 campaign.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Of course. So the Make It 16 campaign is a youth-led, non-partisan campaign fighting for the rights of 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in Aotearoa as part of New Zealand's democracy. And so basically what we do, we're in Auckland for a strategy meeting and just kind of strategizing our attack on how we will actually tangibly and practically lower the voting age in New Zealand for this upcoming election year. Which is really, really cool. And there was also a special general meeting where I was elected as a secretary. So really exciting. I was on the communications team doing some social media work before that since June last year. And I've always really wanted to be like in a secretary position. So I'm really glad that this opportunity came up. Overall, it's just the campaign's really lovely. It's been going since, I'm pretty sure, 6 years ago, which was, no, sorry, 7 years ago, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We got up to the Supreme Court, actually, but things went down the hill from that. But it's okay because we will get the voting age lowered soon, guys, trust for that.
And then it's an election year. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really intense this year, to put it in one word. But very excited overall to continue the work with this whānau.
Aww. Yes. And so you were just in Auckland for that. You were involved with a bunch of things last year, but you wrapped up your time with the Dunedin Youth Council for 2 years.
Yes.
How has that been?
I actually miss it already. So the Dunedin Youth Council, as you may know, is like, you know, Youth Council in Dunedin under the DCC. And we're a bunch of young people from schools and like outside of school in Dunedin, just trying to make, you know, Otupoti better for young people. I was there since February 2024 and wrapped up my time December last year. So February 2024 till December 2025. And yeah, I was social media manager for the first year and then I was just a member for the next year. It was really cool. It was really awesome.
Made friends through it.
I made so many friends. I made some really close friends as well. So many memories as well. It's really cool to be able to represent like your school and your people and yourself and your ideas in a space that's so open for that. And I think that's something that I'm going to miss a lot because a lot of the other spaces I'm part of, they're quite like focused on a certain kaupapa, whilst Youth Council was kind of just like broad, like you represent yourself and your school. And your people and your background and your thoughts and ideas and visions. So it was really, really cool. My favorite part was probably the bus safety campaign that we ran. We filmed it in September 2024 and it ran, I think, March 2025 until I don't know when it died off. But
with a celebrity, right?
It was with a rugby player. His name was Jonah. I forgot his last name, sorry. But it was really cool. And yeah, it was so awesome. That's probably my highlight. As well as we had Soundwave Music Festival in 2024.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. And Otupoti Youth Market last year. So yeah. And we also got some opportunities to speak with like UNESCO and other organizations as well as part of the Ropu last year.
And what about the rebrand? Because that's amazing.
Yes. So we rebranded. We had, I think the main issue with our brand, our last brand, not issue, but like the main thing about it was there wasn't a consistent link between, you know, our profile picture and the text that we're using or the post that we're posting. So we got together with, we got asked by the Otago Politic if we'd be keen to, sorry, no. I think we saw that the Otago Politic wanted some local organizations to kind of rebrand for as their project. And we were lucky enough to be selected after applying for that.
You applied for the project?
Yes. Sorry, complete mind blank. We applied for the project and then we worked alongside the Otago Politic students for a good, how long? A couple months, maybe. And now we have a brand new brand.
It's so refreshing.
It's so beautiful. It's so youth. Like, it's so us. It's so DYC coded. I love that.
What I loved about your, when you posted on social media, you were like, oh, don't scroll this. You know, it's just like a very good teaser as well for what's coming up.
They did a good job on that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you'll miss time in the DYC.
Yeah. But like, honestly, looking back, I remember that a lot of past DYCers would come and, you know, run workshops or just show up at our events. So I'm really excited to be that person, you know, that one DYCer that doesn't leave.
Exactly. And you're probably going in there with less stress as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not organizing the event anymore.
Exactly, but I'm still going to support. So yeah, I'll probably talk to Jay about that.
Yeah. What about the Gen Z? Can you tell me about your involvement with that?
Yeah, so Gen Z Aotearoa is a national type of organization full of young people. We're all young people under the age of 25, I'm pretty sure, in the campaign, in the organization leading it. And basically it's just to build kind of networks within the youth sector in Aotearoa, you know, with different organizations, because there's a big gap, you know, with young people not knowing where to find funding, for example, or organizations not knowing who to collab with on certain things. So this year we're running the National Youth Organizations HUI, which is the first ever like HUI that brings together youth organizations from across the country to talk and really design like a roadmap for until 2029, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
The youth sector. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And last year we collaborated with the Auckland Uni on ChatSafe, which is a suicide prevention type of campaign, online harm prevention campaign, which was filmed in Auckland for, I think it was 2 days. And yeah, it was really, really awesome. We did some content on that in our own time as well. So like some organic content and some professionally filmed content, as well as some photo shoots. So it was really, really awesome to be part of this Kaupapa. And I'm really excited to see how it runs this year. Mm. Yeah.
You're involved with a lot of things from like in the North Island. So do you see anyone else in Dunedin being involved in those kinds of Kaupapa as well?
Yeah, I know a few people who are. Like one of my mates, he's involved with Gen Z as well, and also a lot of the UN youth events that I go to. He lives in Dunedin. And I know a few friends who are really keen to hop on the Make It 16 grind, and we do need some Make It 16 people in Dunedin.
To so, local people.
Yeah, and also if you're listening and you're keen to join, recruitments are coming out soon. Ooh. So make sure to apply through there on our Instagram, Make It 16 NZ. I blanked for a bit. I was like, wait. And yeah, but I think that's like something that I've noticed as well. Not many like South Islanders get involved in this type of work. I don't know if it's a lack of, I guess, advertisement or like awareness, or if it's just like an I can't be bothered thing. But I really think that there is a lot of potential in us young people here in Dunedin, from conversations that I've had, from people that I've seen do work, you know, in Dunedin. Sorry. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really keen to get those opportunities out, though, because I feel like what's the point of me being involved in all this if I'm not trying to share the opportunities with other young people who have just as much, if not more, potential than me and ideas and fresh ideas. Mm. Yeah.
But it's good that you're recruiting for a local sort of like branch for Make It 16.
Yeah, no, exactly, like a regional hub. Yeah.
Nice. One of the really big things that you just sort of forgot to list is the YMCA.
YW, not M. Because young women's.
Women. YWCA. Y25, 2025.
Yay! Completely forgot to list that.
That is a pretty big thing, though, my love.
It's probably the biggest thing.
Okay, yeah. I'm doing a really bad job introducing it, so can you please talk about it?
Oh, sorry. So the YWCA is an organization. It's a feminist organization, intersectional feminist organization in New Zealand. And also it's an international organization, but like the branch of New Zealand has this program that they run called the Y25, which is a program that recognizes 25 young women changemakers, trailblazers under the age of 25, creating change in their communities. So that's my elevator pitch for whenever anyone asks about it. So yeah, I was really, really grateful and humbled and fortunate to be part of that program last year for the 2025 cohort. Basically, it was it was kind of like a wananga in Auckland for 3 days. And there was like a launch event where we all gave our little speeches. It was really, really cool. So basically what it kind of recognizes is less of like what you do, but more of tries to highlight why you do what you do. So instead of, I run this organization, I'm part of this and that. It's why are you part of that? Because I want to make change, because I believe in young people, because I want to represent my communities in a positive way, because I want to change the narrative, you know? It's not just what you're doing, the things that, you know, are easy to say, but like the reasons behind it, which is something really special and I loved about the weekend, is that I don't think any one of us talked about our work for 3 days. We all talked about our passions, our backgrounds, why we think the way we think, and why we want to create the change we want to create. And I think I'll miss that because you don't really get that in many spaces. Yeah.
And yeah, to be able to not wear your work hat at all times is also quite refreshing as someone who's working all of the time, advocating for the important stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite... It was quite a different type of event, and I'm so beyond grateful for it. Aww. Like, so, so grateful. I can't express how much I love it. I was actually in Auckland, and when I was in Auckland, there was an event that some of the alumni were running. So I got to meet the previous cohorts, some of the people from the previous cohorts, and it was so cool to reconnect with my YT5 sisters again. I also hung out with them, and it was just so beautiful. I loved them so much, like... It truly creates a community, like truly sisters.
Yeah. How does it feel? Because it's also like a wahine-led program as well.
Mm. So good, so good. It reassures me that like we're all in our different, because it's so many different, so it's everyone's in different type of spaces. Does that make sense? Like, every 25 of us, each one of us does different type of work. Or, of course, it's going to be overlap. But, like, we've got people who are poets, people who are writers, people who are architects, people who are artists, people who are Paralympians, people who are musicians, people who are youth advocates, everyone. And it's really refreshing to see all that. And then we're all still, like, together coming as one. And, you know, the wahine and tahine power was really, really strong. So I really love that.
Just before, you were saying how people talked about why they do their work. Why do you do your work, Mala?
You know, I was actually talking to someone about this the other day. They were like, yeah, so what's the Y25? I was like, yeah, why people do stuff. And they're like, what? Why do you? Why, Malak? I think my main thing is that I want to be in those spaces that like represent the underrepresented voices and also amplify them, though, more than represent. You know, there's a lot of, especially with young Muslim wahine and young ethnic women, there's less representation of us in these types of spaces. There's less people advocating for what we truly like want, whatever. So I really am keen. I've been keen. And sorry, I don't know how to speak. I love being in these spaces as a person of color, as a young Muslim woman, as a young person in general, to kind of advocate for that type of demographic that's never, well, that's not usually represented or shown. And there's a lot of stereotypes going on around about, you know, young Muslim women and young people of color. And I want to change those stereotypes, defy them, and break those boundaries. By going into these spaces, it's a really good opportunity for me to amplify that and kind of advocate for that cause that I believe in.
So, yeah. How did it all start for you? Because I'm sure, you know, one thing led to the other and suddenly you're involved with a million things, you know?
Yeah, I think the main thing was really Youth Council, because it gave me, firstly, like the small connections, you know, within DCC to kind of talk and get like talk to, sorry, the youth counselors and also my peers and understand, like, you know, where they're coming from and then also like what my beliefs are and what I want and what I'm passionate about. And then eventually I went to a Model UN event. And actually, I think Model UN was before Youth Council. So actually, it might have started with Model UN. But I remember I was so passionate about it. I was so driven to see young people who are also driven to create change. I was the youngest person at that Model UN, Otago South on Model United Nations 2023. I was the only year nine, I think. So it was really cool to be like a young person, the youngest person in that space. And I think I was also the youngest person on the Y25 cohort. I was 15 and everyone else was like 17 and upwards. So it was really awesome to kind of see that. So yeah, after Model UN and after DIC, I started meeting a lot of people and trying to understand different kaupapa and what the opportunities are out there for young people. Because you often don't see that many opportunities out there that aren't like, you know, work or certain types of volunteering slash helping throughout organizations that you're not really passionate about. So meeting people at these Model UNs and at Youth Council and just seeing advertisements really pushed me to apply and see where my potential could lead me.
That's a good point, though. So you saw all these advertisements for organizations or opportunities that you could apply to, and you did. And, you know, the ones that you do get accepted, you've been involved in. Do you have any advice for young people out there who want to try new things this year?
100% just apply. Just apply. Literally, you can't do it. You're not going to lose anything from applying unless you're spending like $15 application fee. But you're literally not going to lose anything from applying. Let me plug this in, by the way. Y25 2026 recruitments coming out soon. So apply for that. You never know. And please get in touch with me if you want me to help nominations. So I can definitely do that. I would love to be part of that. But yeah, back to the advice. I'm sorry, I had to plug that in real quick.
That's pretty important.
I was going to forget if I didn't say it. But yeah, no, definitely just apply. Just believe in yourself. I've gotten, like, you know, when the Youth Council recruitments were out, texts being like, hey, I want to apply, but, like, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I'm qualified enough. I don't think I've done enough. There's no such thing as enough. It's just you and your passion. You don't understand how far your passionate self can take you. You don't need the credentials necessarily, but your drive and your need to make change, your why will take you so much further than any type of certificate will.
It's not about, you know, have I achieved enough, or is this something big enough for me to put out there? But you just never know what people see in you as well.
Exactly. No, exactly. And you never know what type of people or what type of experience or what type of passion an organization is looking for. Maybe you are that voice that is missing, you know? And if you don't apply, you'll never know. So
thinking about well-being, Malak, since you're involved with a million things, you're also studying this year, year 12 at Queen's High School. Yeah. How do you juggle everything?
I don't know. Good question. Last year, I was quite involved and there would be a lot of like trips to go to leave Dunedin, and I just say yes, yes, yes to everything. And I feel like this year, something that I'm going to focus on is the right opportunity for me. And I think that's something that I would... that would really help with juggling it, is just taking on what I can and really just, it's okay to say no sometimes. You know, it's okay to pass the opportunity on to someone else. And I think that's what's going to be really pivotal for me this year, especially because it's year 12 and it's quite an intense year. So I really don't want to burn out. I think I did almost reach that stage last year, which is not good. I think I juggle it by also just spacing out time, certain time, like from the start of the week or even start of the year. Low-key, the other day I was also just like writing everything down, like what I want to be involved in, what I want to leave, what I want to do less in, just so I can make sure that my capacity is like good for this year, because I don't want to like either go too extracurricular heavy and then forget school, or go school heavy and then forget my extracurriculars. You need to find that balance, right? I think just... honestly, I just go with the flow. I'm not the best at this question. I've gotten this question a lot. Not the best at...
but honestly, that is the best answer as well, because last year, it might have been like a really busy year for you, and you start to feel like, you know, your body's changing and, yeah, you know, things are burning out. And this year is the time where you start making choices. What sparks the most joy for you? Learning to say no, because that's also part of just adulthood in general.
Exactly.
Because you can't do everything.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you all growing up.
Oh, Irina. Yeah, I guess on the topic of well-being though as well, sorry, I'm just going to quickly plug the Mental Health Foundation.
Yeah.
I think I want to talk about that. I'm part of the Mental Health Foundation's Youth Advisory Group. And for that, we're kind of starting something called Rangatahi Rise, which is a program that goes into different schools around the country, tackling specific mental health issues that might be being faced in that school or community. So, for example, it could be this certain school struggles with racism, this certain school struggles with homophobia, this one struggles with academic stress, and looking at that issue and really tackling it, and how can we combat this and also remove the stigma around, you know, mental health. So I think hopefully if I start it at my school this year, that could also help with my own well-being, making sure to, that is a priority, because I think a lot of schools and a lot of places in general, they see mental health as like not a priority, but really it is all that you are. You know, like if your mental health is not up there, if your well-being is not like well taken care of, then you're not really going to, nothing's going to change.
It's special as well because it's about collective well-being, exactly, rather than like individual's, yeah, personal well-being.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Mala, for everything you shared with us today. And I swear that was only a quarter of the list you shared me.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best for this year. There will be lots of chats more in the future.
Yes, there will be. Thank you so much.
Kakite.
Kakite.
Atepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.